Dish rag and wash.
And these ovens and drying, cup towel, and drying cloth, and drying them. They'll use dish rag and wash it.
See, what do you call the small square of, say, terry cloth that you used to wash your face with, bathe your face with?
Wash rag, bathe, bath cloth. I would have called wash rag.
And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
What would you call that water pipe on the kitchen sink? The thing you turn on? The thing you turn on at the water pipe at the kitchen sink?
Faucet. Tap.
If you... I'm sorry?
One name, man. Mm-hmm. I think. I would call them tap or something. Faucet.
What if you had them on a yard? You say, Adam, what terms would you use for other things? Like out in the yard where you'd attach the garden hose?
Hydrant.
Sir?
Hydrant.
Hydrant? That's where... Did you ever hear... Say you worked out in the field and they brought water out in a cart or a wagon. What was that container called?
Water wagon, I read.
Did you ever hear spigot? Spigot? The term spigot?
Yeah.
What is that same as a faucet?
I reckon so. Yeah, different with this. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd say it was so cold last night that our water pipes
bursted.
And if you same thing, if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would... How'd you say that? If you stuck a pin in a balloon, the balloon would...
Burst.
Now, what about containers? Say, people used to... something you might have to roll off a wagon on a couple of logs or boards there?
A load of logs behind me?
Well, if something, a big thing, like a big container like that, you might have to roll off a wagon with a couple of logs of boards, big thing, big shape sort of like that.
I don't get this what you mean.
Mm-hmm. It made out of, people used to buy flour in a big...
Barrel, oh yeah.
Let's see. What did you ever buy molasses? What would you, if you were going to buy it in large quantities, what you buy it in?
Barrel.
What about lard?
Buy that in a stand, they call it lard stand.
Oh, I see. And that's different from, you wouldn't buy molasses in a stand.
Yeah, you could do it. We put molasses in a called a log stand that we use and put molasses.
Oh, I see. But it'd be called a log. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. What's the kind of thing you sort of shape like this that you'd use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
If you were driving oxen or mules. The thing maybe you'd urge them on with a
whip.
If you bought fruit at a store, the grocer would probably put the fruit in a
bag, sack. Some folks call them pole.
Oh, a pole.
I don't know. Call them that. I would take the sack of it and call it a pole.
What is pokes? Different. The same. Is it poke be the same thing?
I ring this. Some folks they said that. I ring calls it poke. Stuff in a sack. You know, they call it a poke.
Mm-hmm.